line up for the air numeric dim. Okay, let me turn. Okay. Towards you. Right? Dim. Okay, I'll just you release my antenna and adjust that flap, but no, that flap right there. Flap. Okay? I'm pulling mine, and when you go down to go out, I'll take your son. Okay. Stop. All right. I'm ready to go. Okay, just a second. All right. Let me put my knee against the Velcro doesn't hold worth a hoop. Okay, out you go. Okay. Okay, hung on there. Anything? Nope. Okay. That's the way you're centered good this trip. That's good. Move a little bit to the left. A little bit to the left. There you go. Antenna as you go. Okay. It's out. Get it? Get, yeah, I'm ready to go. Okay. Move a little bit to your right. And you're out the hatch. I'll be standing by to get the LEC. Okay. Is it going off? Did the guy go off? I can't tell. Can't hear that. Okay. Let's see. Okay. You want to hand me the LEC? I mean the left-hand side stowage, you want to get rid of it? Get rid of it. Alright. You don't see? Okay. Second. Open the hatch a little more and give it a kick. Back to the LEC. Alright, wait a minute. An LEC coming at you. Alright, gotta bring it up. Wait a minute. Okay. Got it. There you go. We're headed down the ladder. Alright. Down to campus. Okay.
Conrad on the surface at
31 38 58. Contrast charts fell down here yesterday. Yeah, so there's only two good ones. The other one's too dirty. All right? It just, it doesn't wrap off. It just... Okay, ready to transfer the ATB when you are. Okay. Coming right after it right now. It's like the lock on this PP, the lock on the LEC is jammed with dirt. Dirt, yeah.
The equipment transfer bag has the two 70mm cameras in it.
Would you confirm that the TV circuit breaker is out?
Confirmed, out.
Roger.
It is out.
Roger, Al.
Okay. My friendly Norman. The activity yesterday, I forgot all about him sitting here. Check all the circuit breakers and I'll be out with you. Okay. Down that side.
tell you, these Teflon bags don't hold up too well in a vacuum. In a lunar environment, I'll put it that way.
I just repeat, we copy that comment. Any clarification?
Yeah, they tend to have fatigue failures along the cracks when you go to open them up. I noticed the two bags that I put in the FRC yesterday were that way. And let me get back here in just a second. Let's see, PSLEC, TP transfer, geology, touchstone, HTC, contra, charge extension, handle, hammer, small shovel at Noman. Here that comes, Z. Okay, have fun. Place SRC2 on Mesa, attach wave bag to scale, attach saddle bag to LMP. Just one thing that's bothering me, I don't have a saddle bag. Wonder. Hey, I don't. Did I find one? Here's one. I mean, how you doing? Good? Check. Okay, keep coming. Super good shape. There you go, little round. Hey, let me try to close the hatch. Oh, okay. Right now, this stuff, this material around the spacecraft reminds me, in this sun angle, looking into the sun, a very rich brown color. It reminds me of a good cloud field.
Roger, Pete.
Looking down, sun, it's still the same old. Ash gray, very light white ash gray.
The best time we have for Al being on the surface is 1:31:48:44.
That's the same. Put that line right there, Pete. Say again? I'm going to set the tether right there, okay? Put it on here, baby. How's that? Is that, you want me to stand low or high? Other than a life-size rock, very, very difficult to determine a contact around here.
Sim, we've had.
And whatever happened since yesterday? I don't know, I think everybody learned the location.
Okay.
That bag's on there.
Now let's see what else.
I need to get the tool pulled from. And before you put the tool in, we gotta cut a TV cable.
That's affirmative. Cut the TV cable below the adapter, about 1 inch, and then that's 1 foot below the adapter, and then stow the TV camera in the ETB.
Okay.
On the photos, your shadow length now is 18 foot.
Okay. There's a couple of sneaky bags first.
Al, also, if you would, before you start that traverse, would you get a good photo of the solar wind to show us how that foil is wrapped around?
Will do. Okay, Houston, that won't take a second. Okay, let me attach this bag to, would you attach this bag to me, Pete?
Yeah.
I want to slide that off. Alright. Okay, I'll tell you what, if you go put on camera, here's the saddlebags on. If you put one camera on, look at those little, go get the TV, I'll mount this other gear on here. My compliments to the man that packed that SRC box, it looks just like training boxes. Give me those tongs a second. Yes sir, here's the tongs. Where are you? Where are you? lander, sir. Let me see what this is. That's what's left of
okay, got
one of those parts bag, got you. Fits right in its spot. Worried about that. Got it? Yes, sir. It's in the saddlebag. Okay. Now, here's the other thing here. That safety line. Huh? Oh, yeah. Here, when I put those on there, too, that thing's a pain in the neck over there, the way they spread out in the vacuum. Okay. And I got the gas sample tube here.
We have no preference on that. Go ahead and take it as called out for in the cuff checklist. And Al, have you gotten the readings on the contrast charts?
Not yet, and I plan to do that real quick.
Roger.
Houston, Pete's on his way to the LSAP.
Roger, Al, we copy. And at 30 minutes into the EVA, you're pretty close to the nominal timeline.
Okay. Very good. Can the guy with the seismometer hear me running?
We're watching you down here on the seismic data. It looks as though you're really thundering right by it.
Yeah, I grabbed a halt there to switch to intermediate cooling. I noticed that it is obviously a little bit hotter out here with the higher sun angle right now. Okay, I'm approaching the infamous side.
Roger, and we're able to copy your rest, and now that you're moving again.
Hey. All right. The status is... Look, I'm going to get dust in it. The cover is off, and it's pointed up at the sky at about a 60-degree angle.
Roger, do not touch it right now, Pete. Which way is that pointing relative to east-west?
It is pointed down sun.
Roger. Pete, no need to change the configuration. Let's press on. We copy that you've stopped on the seismic.
Yeah. There's the handy-dandy LMP.
Big contrast, Jerry.
Oh, okay. Meets you at the head crater, pal. Okay.
Oh, boy, I want that rock. There is a dandy, extra grapefruit size type goodie. Find a crater with a shadow in it first. There's one. Okay, Houston, I'm approaching a crater now, and I'm gonna put the contrast chart in it. One on each side. One on the sunny side, one on the shadow side.
Okay. Roger.
Hey, there's the one on the sunny side.
And have I got the grapefruit rock of all grapefruit rocks.
Clipper, would you give us the configuration of your high gain?
That's got to come home in a spacecraft when they're sitting in rock bucks. Okay, Houston, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wind up at the right place and head crater, and while I'm waiting for Al, I'll roll over for you.
Sounds good, Pete.
Looking at the con-
Pete, Houston, can you give us a mark when you roll over?
Yeah, I sure will. It's crater is, by golly, a rather steep crater. Well, that's steeper than it looks from out the limb. It's... Hey, Houston.
Yeah, go.
I'm looking at the contrast chart in the sun, and I can see all the different shades. And I've taken a photo of it, and I'll look at the one in the shadow. In the shadow, I can see... Well, it depends on how close I am. If I'm within about 3 feet of it, or 4 feet of it, I can see all six shades. I'll take a picture here and then I'll back up.
Let me ask you a question, Houston. How big a rock?
Pete, Houston, I presume whatever's a convenient size for you. We'll check that out, though.
How about a grapefruit-sized rock? That's what I'm holding in my hand. And these other rocks that I was talking to you about are pretty well buried, and they're pretty large. I don't think I could get one of them going. Houston?
Roger, we copy. Grapefruit size or any size is fine.
Okay, Al, are you standing still?
I'll stand still, go ahead.
Okay, I'm standing still. Houston, on my mark, I'm gonna roll it. Mark, it's starting down. Hit, 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 hit. Now it's just rolling. Roll, roll, roll. Rolling.
Roger, Pete, we've got some jiggles that I can see here. We'll get a reading on it for you.
Still rolling. Still rolling. Very slowly, still rolling. And it stopped. Mark, stop. Okay, I'm looking at the contrast chart in the shadow, and inching to 3 feet, I can see all six. If I back up maybe to 10 feet, as long as I stand here a moment and tap my eyes, I can see all six also. Now, the thing that seems to have the biggest effect on it is how low the sun is. The sun is high now, and so I don't have to squint my eyes particularly looking in that direction. Yesterday, looking into the same crater, even though it would be any darker in there because the sun was there, I would never be able to see that. Right now, I can see all six marks, and I've taken the photographs. Going to go out and do solar wind now.
Roger, Al.
Visibility here is on Earth, really. You adapt just as well, and the only major difference I've noticed is the fact that when you're out here on these this area, if you look cross sun, the moon appears one color. If you look down sun, it's another. If you look up sun, it's another. But looking into shadows or anything else like that, pretty much the same as on Earth.
Copy that, Al.
Okay, I'll take the pictures here of the solar wind for you.
Roger, we'll give you back the relay. It doesn't look as pronounced wrapped around the pole now that I get out here, Houston. It looks pretty much like yesterday. It just sort of, I guess, was a sort of an optical illusion from inside the spacecraft. I took a couple pictures of it, but I don't think there's anything unusual going on there.
Roger, Al, and Pete, if it's convenient and you can find another rock there and give her a heave, experiment sure would like to see another one.
Okay, I was setting up my black hole and all that good things for the polarizing light. And, I'm looking at a rock that has small crystals in it. One of them is shining very, very bright green, like ginger ale bottle green. Okay. Al, are you on your way?
Experiment. I'm now making sure that everything is in the hand tool carrier here. I'm mounting them pretty firmly.
Hey, Houston, as I was working around the hand tool carrier a moment ago, the canvas bag came loose. It took me about 2 minutes to put it back together again. It came off the metal side. It looks like those clips that hold it on are going to be completely inadequate, and I expect that we're going to have some trouble with it all day today. I'll be on it. think about fixing it before next time.
Roger, Al, we copy that. Do you think once you put a little weight in it, she'll hold better?
I don't know. They don't seem to have a lot of friction on the sides there. And the bag just floats around it. It needs to be more firmly attached some way.
Roger.
Okay. Yes, sir. Where are you? I'm just leaving the limb. Okay.